An unprecedented plan to transport liquefied natural gas is being proposed in the northeastern United States. Mark Ruffalo recently brought attention to the project before a September 10th meeting of the Delaware River Basin Commission.
Okay, the fracking industry has reached a total new level of insanity and corruption, everybody. They're trying to transport liquefied fracked gas by trucks and old rail cars down the Delaware River, which supplies the drinking water for 15 million people. The liquefied gas is so explosive that 22 rail cars would have the same force as a Hiroshima bomb. Now, this crazy Trump-backed plan has moved forward in total secrecy without any serious study or public comment, despite grave concerns by medical experts and environmentalists. But what's even more crazy is that the four Democratic governors of New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and Pennsylvania are poised to go along with this plan this Thursday at a meeting of the Delaware River Basin Commission. Please, let's stop this craziness. Sign the petition to stop it at moveon.org/Delaware River.
So obviously that meeting that Mark Ruffalo was referring to took place on September 10th. And to discuss this project, we're joined now by Jocelyn Sawyer, the South Jersey organizer with Food and Water Watch and Food and Water Action. Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was on the agenda at that meeting of the Delaware River Basin Commission on September 10th, and what was the outcome?
So this project was first brought before the Delaware River Commission, last year. And they're really, just as, you know, as Mark Ruffalo said in the video, there was a lot of secrecy surrounding this. What was initially before the DRBC was a docket for their approval about constructing a dock as part of an export terminal in Gibbstown, New Jersey. And through, you know, digging on the part of Food and Water Action, other environmental advocacy groups, we discovered that this is just one piece in a puzzle for this massive fracked gas plan that's about exporting liquefied fracked gas from Pennsylvania overseas, and that was actually the material that was going to be transported and exported from this port. But the LNG aspects was hidden from the public. And so last year, the Delaware River Basin Commission, which is the agency that's tasked with protecting the environment in the Delaware River Basin, they approved that docket to move forward with the construction of this dock at this port, without really disclosing the fracked gas element and without considering the entire cradle-to-grave environmental impacts of the project. And so our friends at the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, another environmental advocacy group, they brought a legal challenge against that decision, that decision was not right because the full impacts of the project weren't considered. And this past spring, we testified, members of the public, residents in the area testified at DRBC to make the case that this needed to be reconsidered. And so at this past meeting, they were revisiting that decision to approve this project. We were expecting a decision, and actually what ended up happening was that the DRBC decided they need more time to go over all of the testimony and the evidence and consider, and so they postponed a vote. So we're kind of still in limbo about whether this project is going to be permitted by the DRBC. But what they also did is they voted to pause construction, that the company that is trying to build this project, New Fortress Energy, Delaware River Partners, they can't begin construction until a review has been conducted, which was great news. And so we had New Jersey and New York and Delaware representatives on the DRBC voted in favor of hitting pause on that construction till a review can be completed. The federal representative from the Army Corps of Engineers voted against that, voted to move ahead with construction, and the representative from Pennsylvania abstained.
Jocelyn, can you explain what liquefied natural gas is and what makes it so dangerous?
Yeah, so liquefied natural gas, it is fracked gas that has been super cooled to a liquid state, super cooled actually to negative 259 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's highly volatile, very explosive. And since it is super cooled, if there is a train or truck accident, if that gas is released, it immediately expands into a cloud of heavy, cold vapor. And if the vapor is ignited, it can ignite into a fire that is so hot that it can't be put out. It burns even hotter than a lot of fuels. The vapor cloud can travel. It can travel before igniting. It can cause asphyxiation. If that vapor cloud is allowed to settle in areas that are populated, it's just the potential for disaster with this substance is huge. It is definitely not something that we want transported down busy highways and through populated communities in Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
So really, this project is unprecedented. Transporting liquefied natural gas, also called LNG, by rail, by truck, to export. Can you tell us about New Fortress Energy and their intention in the fracked gas market? Why are they pushing this project forward?
At this point, I mean, the fracking industry is really not profitable. And in fact, there has been such a frenzy of fracking in this country that we have a huge gas glut. There is way more supply than demand. And so natural gas prices have plummeted, and that is not good news for frackers. And so what we've been seeing is that the fracking industry is turning to even, you know, newer, wilder schemes just to try to make a profit. And they're really turning right now towards exports, and specifically trying to export gas overseas to be turned into plastics. And that's really what this project is about, what New Fortress Energy is trying to do. It's creating this project that's shipping gas from Pennsylvania, processing it in a facility up in Bradford County, northeastern Pennsylvania, is their intention. And then they want to transport it down to Gibbstown by truck or rail, and then export it overseas. So it's, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with energy in this region. It's just about trying to boost profits for the fracking industry. It really, the steps of permitting and approving this project, it's been like a death by a thousand cuts. It's been, you know, an air quality permit application that crops up here, or this docket that was put before the Delaware River Basin Commission about asking their approval to construct this dock at this export terminal that didn't even mention anything about, you know, that they're going to be shipping liquefied natural gas, this hugely volatile, dangerous substance, into this port. It really has been a process of just needing to piece together the whole story and just trying to get the word out to the public so that, you know, people living in this area understand what actually is coming forward.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Jocelyn Sawyer, the South Jersey organizer with Food and Water Watch and Food and Water Action. How was New Fortress Energy able to get approval to ship liquefied natural gas by rail cars?
This is actually a very specific, special thing that President Trump has decided to allow. So in April 2019, Trump issued an executive order calling on the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, PHMSA, to approve rail cars for transporting liquefied natural gas on a very tight timeline. And that is not something that had been done, that is typically done. And so there is a rushed process to approve these rail cars. And very soon after that executive order, actually by the end of last year, New Fortress Energy's subsidiary had been approved to transport liquefied natural gas by rail, specifically along this route for this project. So, you know, it really seems like this is a part of the Trump energy agenda, that he is working with the fracking industry to push these new avenues for profits, just wilder and even more reckless things to do with natural gas.
And where do the four, as Mark Ruffalo said, Democratic governors stand on this issue? You have Pennsylvania that is a heavily fracked state, and you have New York that has banned fracking, but yes. New York has the coastline, New Jersey has the coastline. You know, where what's going on there with the key players?
Yeah, so just to unpack a little bit more of what happened at this last DRBC meeting, we were anticipating that they were going to vote on, you know, reconsidering this permit application. They postponed the vote, but they also decided to put a stay on construction, to not let the construction move forward until they were able to really fully consider the evidence in front of them and make a decision about that permit. And that motion to stay the construction, it passed with yes votes from New York and New Jersey and Delaware, and then a no vote from the federal representative. Governor Wolf's representative from Pennsylvania abstained. And we were not sure ahead of time how that vote was going to go down. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has expressed strong support for clean energy, but also at the same time, his Department of Environmental Protection has approved other permits for this project. And there are over a dozen fossil fuel projects, including pipelines and dirty energy power plants, that are proposed or are moving forward in New Jersey. And Governor Murphy, you know, has the power to stop those projects. He is allowing a lot of them to move forward. And in fact, in just a kind of perfect irony that I couldn't have made up, there is a new wind port that has been proposed for construction in South Jersey, which is a, you know, a great thing. Very glad that that's a move that the Governor Murphy's administration is making to expand wind power in New Jersey. But that wind port, it's just a few miles, you know, away from this other port on the Delaware River, where it's now being proposed to export fracked gas. So it's really, we've seen mixed things. And, you know, I would love to see Governor Murphy really take a much stronger stance actually for clean energy to shut down this scheme. In fact, I've been working Food and Water Action with a coalition of 100 other groups in New Jersey calling on the governor to impose an emergency moratorium on new fossil fuel projects, because, you know, we have no more time to be building these new dirty projects with climate change. And I mean, it's, you know, New York has really taken the lead in the region on banning fracking. And so we're very pleased to see Cuomo as well take a stand to at least, you know, not let this construction go forward until that review has been conducted. But we still are waiting to see how the final vote will happen.
So there's increasing evidence that the fracking industry has a lot of political power, a lot of lobbying power. It seems very David and Goliath. Do these four governors have the power to stop this project on the basis that it is against, you know, stopping the world from burning up in climate crisis?
We believe that they do. They certainly could, you know, make the choice to have their representatives on the Delaware River Basin Commission deny this project on the grounds that increasing fracking in this region would not be good for the health of the river basin. And yeah, just actually today in New Jersey, there was a law signed allowing the state DEP to take environmental justice into consideration when considering new, like, dirty energy and polluting projects, and to really be able to look at the cumulative impacts and consider a wider array of impacts of these projects. But we do believe that, I mean, for instance, that Governor Murphy would have the power to enact a moratorium on fossil fuels, and that it really is in the hands of these four governors.
Is New Fortress Energy waiting for this export terminal to be built before they start transporting fracked gas by rail cars and trucks?
Yeah, the gas is not currently being transported that way through New Jersey. And the export terminal is under construction. It's actually an expansion of an older infrastructure that was at this site.
So if the Gibbstown port permit is denied, you know, are they going to try and move somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, we will see. Right now, we think that, you know, the advantage of having a port in Gibbstown is that there isn't an export terminal that is so close to Pennsylvania, where so much fracking is happening. And so in order to justify more fracking in the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and to speed up that export death cycle, they want an export terminal that's closer to the source. I fully expect, you know, just from knowing this industry, fighting fossil fuel projects, you know, if this one permit is denied, they will reapply, they will try to find a workaround, but we will stay vigilant.
Looking at the fracking industry, given the context that there's a fracking glut, that there's too much gas for the market to even use, that we are in a plastics crisis, we're in a climate crisis, it just really makes no sense that the fracking industry would continue to invest billions in more infrastructure, in more plastics production, in more exports. Why do you think that the fracking industry continues this self-destructive path?
It is, I mean, the fracking industry is all about putting profit over people. This is, you know, at first I think fracking looked like a way to, you know, make a kind of a cheap buck, so to speak. A way to be able to just extract more gas from places where they hadn't been able to reach before. But I'm not a researcher myself. I work with wonderful researchers at Food and Water Action who have uncovered a lot of information just about fracking's bridge to nowhere. We actually have a recent report out about how the entire spin of fracking as a bridge fuel or as a fuel that was going to help us transition to clean energy, that is completely industry talking points and an industry spin. And really the whole project of fracking has just been about using more and more extreme methods to get more and more gas to make more of a profit. And it's this reckless experiment really that is imploding. So at this point, you know, it's not about what the need is or about meeting energy demand or anything. It's actually, we're seeing the fracking industry in cahoots with the plastics industry scheming about how to make us consume more plastic so that they can keep producing it from fracked gas and they can keep drilling. So it's really, I mean, it's just a total death cycle, and it absolutely needs to be stopped. We need a national ban on fracking yesterday.
So what is the organizing happening around this project in the Delaware River Basin Commission, and what's the next step of the project? What's the next date people should know about?
Well, ahead of this most recent meeting, we brought tens of thousands of petition signatures to the four governors and to the Delaware River Basin Commission, over 70,000 petition signatures, I believe. And we still have a petition that's circulating. People can still sign it. We also have residents along this shipping route mostly in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, also in Delaware, who are organizing in their communities, urging their local elected officials to pass resolutions and oppose this project, and put out the message that, you know, they don't want this highly explosive LNG truck through their communities. And that is certainly one way that people can get involved living in that area. We're expecting that this will be back on the DRBC's agenda for their next meeting, which will be in December. They could also schedule a special meeting to vote on this earlier with 10 days notice. So again, it's constant vigilance, but we will do our best to get out the word about when that vote is happening as soon as we know.
And for those that want to learn more about Food and Water Watch, Food and Water Action, and their research and organizing around the fracking industry, where should they go?
To find out more information about our work at Food and Water Action, folks can go to our website at foodandwaterwatch.org. We have a lot of great research there. If you go to foodandwaterwatch.org/library, you can find our reports about fracking's bridge to nowhere, about plastics, locked into plastics and pollution, reports about that connection I was naming between fracking and plastics industry. You can also follow us on Facebook at Food and Water Watch New Jersey or Food and Water Watch New York. That is the best way to follow actions, petitions, events that we're involved with. Or for folks in New Jersey, if you text NO FOSSIL FUELS to 69866, you can sign up for our campaign to urge Governor Murphy to enact an emergency moratorium on fossil fuels, including the Gibbstown fracked gas export terminal.
This has been Jocelyn Sawyer, the South Jersey organizer with Food and Water Watch and Food and Water Action. Thank you for joining us on Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much.